Good evening, everyone. I hope you put them babies to bed, because for the next 30 minutes, my goal is to relax your mind and body. Please take a moment to grab your drink or smoke of choice while we hear from our sponsors before we get started. Hello to all of my vibers out there, all of my good people. I hope you are enjoying this Monday evening. I hope the weekend had been really good for you. This past weekend, it actually was my birthday weekend. So Saturday was my 35th birthday, and things didn't go really the way that I wanted, but I was able to overall enjoy some quiet time alone. Before we get started with today's episode, I do want to give a shout out to a business that is helping me with my daughter's birthday party, and it is Left Hand Creations here in St. Louis, Missouri. This business is doing like customized things. My daughter's birthday is this weekend, and Saturday specifically, and they are doing a lot of the gift bags and doing the shirt decorations for her. So shout out to Left Hand Creations. I don't necessarily think that they are up and running right now as far as with the website, but if you guys have any questions regarding them, give me a send me a message and I'll get in contact with the person who runs it and give her your information. But she does have a personal It's actually a business that she just started, and it's under her current business. So her current business is Different is Power and Dip. They have an Instagram and a Facebook page. So she's literally just started this Left Hand Creations like maybe 2 weeks ago when I asked her to make me something. So business is definitely booming for her. Congratulations, girl. Get your coins. So if you guys have any questions about Left Hand Creations, make sure you hit her up either at her Different is Power Facebook or Instagram page. Or if you have just specific questions about what she helped me on, just message me and I'll be sure to answer all of your questions the best of my ability. So as you got your drink and you got your smoke, or even if you like, you know what, today I'm not drinking, I'm smoking, I'm just gonna relax and listen to this, the vibes of Shay's voice. Just sit back and relax. Starting the show off, I have been getting some DMs from a couple people, and I just kind of wanted to start the show off with addressing some questions that people have, because you know, why not? This is for you. This podcast is for you guys. So I did write down four topics that different people have asked me through Twitter. And don't forget, my Twitter handle is at my voice, my vibe. There are no Instagram, no Facebook, no Snapchats. It's just only Twitter. And you can message me there. If you tag me into something, I'll respond. I'm pretty interactive on Twitter. So the first question that someone asked was, what are my versus battle picks? And I have been listening to verses probably since they first started. There were a few that I have missed, and but for the most part, I've been keeping up with versus battles. And there are two artists that I would really, really, really like to see verse each other, and that is Mystical from Louisiana. You know, the old No Limit Soldier. He's still actually a No Limit Soldier. He's gonna probably rep that shit until he die. And Twista from Chicago. The old, he used to be in the group. I think he was in the group Do or Die. Or maybe Do or Die was their own group, and he just featured in a lot of their songs. Either way, Twista and Mystical. I would love to see them do a versus battle, but I think because they're like, they're not as popular as a lot of rappers these days, or a lot of singers who have been on the versus battle, that they just kind of been overlooked. But I would actually love to see Mystical and Twista verse each other. They both some fast ass rappers. That's why I'm just like, and they their lyrics is just over the top and people wouldn't understand. But I'm fans of both and would highly appreciate if Timbaland and Swiss Beatz reached out to those guys. Second question was outdoor things you've done during COVID. So what outdoor things that I have done? And this person wasn't really specific. So when I'm thinking of outdoor things, I'm thinking of just things that are outside of my house. She could have definitely been talking about like just physically outdoors. So let me answer it this way. So the things that I've done outside of my house during COVID, I have gone to comedy shows. I've gone to restaurants. I've gone out of state. It's literally not stopped. Some of the things that I have done, in the beginning, COVID did stop a lot of stuff that I wanted to do, but for the most part, I'm a homebody anyway. So it wasn't like I was upset about being in the house, but, maybe with just within this past two months, I've been a little laxed, still hand sanitizing, washing my hands regularly, wearing face masks, still doing all of that, taking showers like when I come in the house to wash all the day's germs off of me, which was something that I did prior to COVID anyway. But yeah, I've done comedy shows. I went out of state. I just went out to dinner. So I've been a little lax these past couple months with the things that I've been doing, but I mean, there's a bunch of things that you guys can do. Don't feel like because the coronavirus is here, you can't do anything. You can still do stuff. You just have to be a little more cognizant of how you do these things and how often. And usually when I went out of town with my sister, I made sure that I was going to say quarantine for a while, but I literally had something to do the very next day. But when I'm out the house for long periods of time, I just try to quarantine for like at least 4 or 5 days. Like I try not to go nowhere for 4 or 5 days after I've been out the house for a long time. Just to kind of, for my sanity is why I do that. But I mean, girl, you can go to the zoo. You can literally go anywhere. Don't let COVID stop you. COVID gonna be around for a long ass time. So don't let that deter you from going on dates or hanging with your friends or family. So the next comment question that I got in my DMs was, what is a good go-to outfit for a date? Now that one kind of, I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that because it's like, is this a date with my man or is this just me dating, just, you know, getting to know a guy, or is this me going out on girl dates like with my partners or whatever? So I'm going to safely assume that this is a date like for a person you don't know and you want to impress. So if this is a guy that I don't know, I'm probably going to wear like some high-waisted skinny jeans and some wedges and maybe like just a soft silk blouse or something like that, and probably wear my hair in a bob and just minimal jewelry, maybe like some bracelets or something like that, some earrings or whatever. But because it is getting, the fall is coming around, I'm probably gonna like wear like a long sleeve button up and roll it up with some bangles on my wrist, and probably wear, I don't know, it just depends on where we're going. Like if we're just going to sit down and have food, I'm not really gonna put a lot of thought into it. But I don't know, setting dependent. Definitely if we going out to go do something like active, I'm going to put tennis shoes on, of course, and maybe some jogging pants or some sweatpants or something like that. But, that's my go-to now. What you might have could be something completely different. Y'all gotta be a little more specific with these questions when y'all sending me these questions in my DMs now. Now, the last one I thought was freaking hilarious. I've gotten asked this question a few times. And this was from a guy. The other questions were from girls. So this guy said, what are your thoughts on a threesome? Well, one, I think that's just not my thing. But, you know, kudos to people who do it. It's just not necessarily for me. I don't look down on the people who do it. And I just think during COVID, can you really trust that the two people who you are having your threesome with, or I don't know, I just think it's just not for me. You know, what if one of them got COVID and you just ate the box or some shit? So that's where my silly ass mind goes. But if you're going to do a threesome, hopefully you guys are using protection. If it's some people who you've probably had sex with and you guys are trusting of each other, definitely want to make sure that you get tested for any and all. You don't want to just be going out here trusting random motherfuckers that you just met or whatever like that. But definitely set the setting, you know, make sure everybody's comfortable. Make sure there's a safe word. You know, I know sometimes people associate safe words with BDSM, but you should sometimes have safe words when having threesomes as well. There's nothing wrong with that. Keep in mind, no does mean no. There are certain things that one woman is willing to do and the other is not, which I'm assuming, and I should not, but I'm assuming you're talking about yourself and two women. But regardless, make sure you have a safe word, because there are some things that one of your partners may not be willing to do. And you got to be able to understand how to read a person's comfort level in situations like that. I know sometimes it's hard to just, you know, focus on other people when you so amped up and you so, you know, you're excited. This is finally happening. But you have to just make sure that everybody's on the same playing field when you're doing something like that. So those were my DM questions. And honestly, keep that shit coming in. I would love to continue doing this for you guys. So let me know how, what questions you have, or I did reach out, and I try to post all the time on Twitter. Like, if you guys are poem writers or short story writers, erotic writers, whatever, I do want to at some point in time publish stories on the podcast and kind of have them acted out. I'm still working on getting voice actors, and because I, for the most part, think I'm gonna have to use myself and, you know, a couple of my friends, and they're so open to the idea. But in the interim, y'all send that shit in. You know, I'm excited to read your work. I write myself, so there will be times where I will publish or read or perform my own writings, and would love honest feedback. So feel free at any point in time to let me know how you feel, just not even about my writings, but about the show, what you want more of, what you want less of. And keep in mind, there is no way y'all can hurt my feelings. I love constructive criticism. I love it on Twitter. I love it in person. I need to know how to make things better so that my audience is satisfied with the amount of work and production that I'm putting out. Also, if you want, and you're liking what's going on, and you're liking what I'm doing, and you feel like I want to help what she's doing, in the link of the podcast episode, you can leave a voicemail and let me know how you feel, and especially if you don't feel like typing or going to my DMs and saying that, you can leave a voicemail, and there's a strong possibility I might publish your voicemail in one of my episodes. Or if you feel the need to financially support, you can always leave a monthly tip, and any little bit counts, any little bit will help. Like I've said previously, tips will be going back to the small companies, the black owned businesses, and, you know, other businesses that are up and coming. Tips will go back to them, and they will also be used to better the show. So reach in your pockets, and even if you got little pennies with a little felt on them, donate it to somebody or something. Not necessarily have to donate it to me, but it is highly appreciated. All right, so we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. When we come back, we'll talk about something a little dear to my heart that kind of talks about how I've been feeling this weekend. And maybe you guys have been feeling it too. So we'll end the show with a nice hot topic, and see you in a minute. And we are back. I wanted to end the show with a topic that is kind of how I've been feeling these past couple of days. And I feel like a lot of people have been feeling like this at some point in time in their life. And I think everybody wants to be so positive that they kind of don't feel like you should speak negative in light. But I want to normalize this. And it's admitting defeat, admitting when you just can't continue on whatever you are working on, and you have to give up. Like, you've put way too much work, time, effort, financially, emotionally, and mentally. You gotta know when enough is enough. And I feel like we don't normalize that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with saying, okay, this project has taken too much of my life, and I need to admit that everything that I'm doing is not working. And especially if you're reaching out to people to get their opinions and you can't find anyone to help, or you can't find different avenues, and you've been going about it in different ways and trying to look at it on an outside standpoint. At some point in time, if it's not working, there is absolutely nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I'm just going to stop this and do something different, like try something completely different. I said that I've been feeling like that because I've been in kind of a situationship. And because Saturday was my birthday, I just feel like sometimes I am too available to certain people, and I don't get that same availability from them. So after just kind of, you know, thinking to myself Saturday evening and Sunday, basically having a quiet Sunday, just analyzing my situation, I was like, I just feel like I have to admit defeat. I have to admit that I've looked at this from so many different angles, and nothing is working in my favor. And there's absolutely nothing wrong if I have to just give up on this situation. And of course, it's about, you know, it's a relationship situation or a situationship or whatever the fuck people call that shit nowadays. But there is absolutely nothing wrong with admitting that. And I don't want to feel like shit for giving up on something that I tried to work hard for. And I think a lot of people go through shit like that. And on social media, of course, you see all these memes saying, like, if you don't work hard for something, or you know, just shit like that, where people, they're not normalizing that it's okay to give up. Whereas I'm on the different aspect of it. I feel like it's okay to give up some shit. I done been in business ventures, and shit just didn't work out, and I had to just give up on it. And I'm not gonna beat myself up about it. Shit happens. But I also, before I just gave up on some shit, I had to sit back and think of all the things that I had put in it. And then I had to think about, okay, is there anything else that I could have possibly done to fix this shit? And if my answer is no, that there's nothing more that I could have done to better this situation or better this business or whatever, then I gotta admit that I gotta just let that shit go. Because apparently there's something else in my future that I'm neglecting to see so far, but I just feel like God's telling me to let that shit go. Like, okay, that's not going to work for you. And I'm showing you it's not working for you because I haven't allowed it to work for you. So take a break from that. Get your mental health together. Get your emotions in check. And let's move on to the next thing. And that's just kind of how I've been feeling this weekend. Like, okay, Shay, none of this shit that you've been doing is working in this specific situation. So you have to admit that it's done. It's over. Now you have to prep yourself for the next big thing. And that's just kind of where I am now. And I have to like regain focus of my life and of my situation. And I got to admit that certain people are around for a certain part of time. Like, they're not meant to be around forever. They're only meant to, you know, have conversations and get to know for certain periods of time. And although it hurts to be like, fuck, I really thought I seen something in that person. Obviously I didn't, but, and this is no shade to, you know, the person who I'm talking about, but it's just that I physically have no more time or emotion to continue on. And, you know, I feel like he kind of know that, although, you know, I've not been as vocal with him these past couple of days. But leading up to that, I've been very vocal. I pride myself in using communication skills and letting people know how I feel, or, you know, let me just whatever, however I'm feeling about any situation, not necessarily relationship, just however I'm feeling, I'm not going to be upset and continue to bottle in that emotion. And then it boil over to the point where I'm going off on just people who had nothing to do with that. So I pride myself into being able to communicate with people and trying not to hurt their feelings. So it, just this weekend, I was just like, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth your sanity. There's something there for you in the future. And now is the time for you to prep yourself for that. So the takeaway from this conversation that we're having is, from now on, it is okay to admit that your efforts had failed. It is okay to fail, because you learn from that failure. That way, when you're in a different situation, a different business venture, a different whatever, you know that, okay, I failed at this before. So I know kind of what to look for, the signs to see that people are not pulling their weight. You kind of know what to look for. And then it doesn't really hurt so much, because you failed before. So, okay, I failed before. Let me, you know, try this shit again and look at it from this angle, get advice from this person, and take business classes or take relationship classes. And, you know, it's only so much you can do. And if it's a one-sided fight, it's definitely not worth it. And that was something that my grandfather, who is a pastor, said on Facebook today, like, relationships are worth saving, but you can't be the only one fighting. So that, I think that boils over in business relationships too. If you have a business with someone and you're the only one fighting to keep the business afloat, is it really even worth saving? That's not fair that one person has to take all the burden of a business or all the burden of a relationship, while the other person gets to just freely do whatever the fuck they want to do. That's not fair. I mean, that's actually very toxic. And that's a trigger for me when I see men or women, and women use somebody, you know, not necessarily financially, but use somebody emotionally. Like, if you have no intentions on doing nothing with that person, let them go. Let them see other people. Don't lead them on into believing there's a possibility that something might advance out of the situation, you know? So I just kind of wanted to get that off my chest, especially with you guys. You guys are, I'm starting to see the numbers go up on Anchor. So thank you for listening. Thank you to everybody who is promoting the show. Thank you to everybody who is telling their friends about it, reposting it, all that shit. I am highly appreciative of that. This is only episode 3, and y'all kind of been showing out. I ain't gonna even lie. So do not forget that we are on all podcast platforms. As of, I think, like a week ago, I'm all over. And again, the Twitter handle is @myvoicemyvibe. I will communicate with you guys. Have no problem. I'll tag you in things. You can tag me and stuff. You can send me DMs, voicemails, tip, all that good stuff. So I want to end the night, and we'll end the show here. And stay in constant contact. Make sure you know that your mental health is number one, and that your household will not stay afloat if you are not mentally there to help. Good night.